the first few weeks were definitely hard, but it has gone better, partly because, like, thankfully I'm in school, so I'm not as, I don't focus on it as much, because I have, like, other things going on, so, like, it does distract me, but whenever, like, I'm at home, and, like, just, like, I'm sitting in my room, and, like, I'm by myself, that's kind of when I think about him, which, I mean, it sucks, but I'm human, so it's okay, like, we're all human, it's okay to think about your ex, like, that's natural, it's just, it does stink, because I do still miss him, and I still care about him.
Hej, mit navn er Laura Mikkelsen, og jeg har lavet den her podcastserie kaldet Bibelklubben om seks kristne piger fra det amerikanske Midwest. Og som dansk studerende mødte jeg dem på mit udvekslingsophold i byen Springfield i staten Illinois. Jeg havde nok forestillet mig min udveksling en smule anderledes, end den endte med at blive. Jeg havde tænkt vilde collegefester, kæmpestore sportsevents og en masse spændende studenterforeninger. Hvad jeg ikke havde forestillet mig, var, at jeg ville ende med at blive en del af en bibelklub, der fandt sted hver torsdag. Jeg må indrømme, at i starten var jeg lidt skeptisk, men så fandt jeg ud af, at den her bibelklub handlede om meget mere end at læse Bibelen. Det var nemlig også et sted, hvor de her unge piger de kom hen for at dele ud af deres frustration i forhold til lektier, syge familiemedlemmer og verdenssituationen. I denne podcast vil du møde de her kristne college-piger, der har opgivet at følge samfundets normer og standarder, og nu kun følger Guds ord. De har været deres at kæmpe med, men til fælles har de Bibelklubben. I det her afsnit skal vi møde Haley. Haley har mange ting kørende for sig. Hun er på skolens dansehold, hun er meget social og laver ofte mange planer med sine venner. Og så har hun en masse opgaver, hun også lige skal have skrevet. Men alt det her, det har hun for tiden lidt svært ved at koncentrere sig om. På fredag, der er der Girls Night og gode råd fra veninderne, de er guld værd. Lige nu sidder Haley til det sædvanlige bibelklubsmøde med de andre kristne piger, hvor de taler om, hvor meget de glæder sig til, det bliver fredag.
So that's just like,
and then your makeup plays better apparently.
Mm,
I
like it.
We could do it at Girls Night tomorrow.
Yes,
yes.
It's in Rochester. We all talk about our relationships, and then we're like,
let's do this announcement. Who is free tomorrow night? Who would like to come to this Girls Night?
I'm going.
You're going home, right?
Mm-hmm. It's your birthday. It's your birthday on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is.
Hi, my name is Hallie Stewart. I am studying marketing with a minor in Spanish.
Haley, hun har en kort nederdel på og lange sorte støvler med mørke knæstrømper indenunder. Hun har brune øjne, der matcher hendes mørke krøllede hår. De sidste par uger har været særlig hårde for Haley. Hendes tanker har distraheret hende for alle de ting, hun skal have ordnet.
Past week I just kind of been overwhelmed with school because it's like starting to begin to wind down because it's like getting to the last month and a half of school, so obviously things are going to be getting a little more intense. I like overthink things when I don't need to. Like, I overthink about school, just like I overthink like about the schoolwork and homework and things like that. I overthink about friends, family, like ex relationships. I just recently got I got broken up with back in September, so that's been something I've been dealing with.
Udover at overtænke i forhold til eksamensopgaver og skole, tænker Haley på sin ekskæreste. Han har lige slået op med hende, og det gør altså ondt.
Whenever like I'm at home and like just like I'm sitting in my room and like I'm by myself, that's kind of when I think about him. Which I mean it sucks, but I'm human, so it's okay. Like we're all human. It's okay to think about your ex. Like that's natural. It's just it does stink because I do still miss him and I still care about him.
Når ens kæreste slår op med en, har man altså ikke lyst til andet end at lægge sig ned på det hårde gulv og aldrig rejse op igen. Derfor har Haley brugt Gud til at håndtere sin hjertesorg.
One thing I have been doing a lot is I've been praying more and I've been talking to God more because that's something I have been lacking in doing. And that has definitely helped me because like there just have been times where I've been like so overwhelmed and I just be like, God, am I going to make it? But I know I am, and I am going to get through it, and I'm very thankful that God has been here with me through that. One thing I also do is, like, I listen to worship music, because it always encourages me, plus it's just fun to listen to. So whenever I listen to worship music, he just, like, calms me down and just tells me, like, there's no need to overthink, like, it's going to be okay in the end. Just try to power through and just do your best, and that's all I need to do.
Det at være ked af det er en kendt følelse, der er forbundet med hjertesorg. En anden kendt følelse, der også er forbundet med hjertesorg, det er vrede. Men som kristen må man helst ikke tænke for mange dårlige tanker om sin ekskæreste. Så det forsøger Haley altså at lade være med, selvom det kan være svært. Og til Bibelklub fortæller Haley, hvordan hun til gengæld har prøvet at bede for sin eks.
Sorry, I'm not trying to, like, talk about him or anything, but I actually have prayed for my ex.
That's good.
Like, that's just, like, a way to cope with
yeah.
it. Because it has, like, I'm not trying to talk about anything, but it just has...
Girl, go
has,
for it!
Like, I just don't, like... Yeah,
no. Do you want me to go after him? Because, like I said... I go after people.
Haley fortæller, at hun prøver at tænke positive tanker om sin ekskæreste. For eksempel, at han jo ikke med vilje prøvede at sove hende, da han slog op med hende. For på den måde, så tænker hun færre og dårlige tanker om ham.
Like, yeah, he did hurt me. But, like, I don't view him any less, because I know, like, he did intentionally try to hurt me. It, but obviously, it did. But, like, one thing I've been... Like, I actually did today, like, I prayed for him. Like, just for school, because I know, like, he has been stressed.
Det gør til gengæld ondt, at alle de her gode minder, hun har haft med ham, begynder at poppe op i hovedet på hende, uden hun har bedt om det.
But it still is hard because, like lately, I don't know why, but I've just been like my mind will, like, just for some reason, like, just think about like a happy moment that we had together, and it's hard because, like, I, like, miss those moments.
Recreate them with someone else.
Make new memories.
But that's the thing.
No, I'm just saying.
Make them with yourself first.
Yeah. See, that's like the thing. Like, I don't like. I'm gonna, like, move on, obviously, but I'm not ready to, like, date anyone new.
Yeah.
And
date yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
always
like. And we'll have a girls' night.
Woo!
Looking forward to. Wow. Bye.
Nu er det endelig blevet fredag, og det betyder girls' night. Det foregår i den lokale kirke, hvor pulled pork, grønne bønner og macaroni and cheese er blevet sat frem i foliebakker. Tre tidligere collegepiger skal fortælle om, hvordan det er at være kristen i et parforhold. For sex før ægteskab er et no-go. Og den, der skal sige noget nu, er en, der hedder Jenny.
So my husband and I went to high school together. His name's Mitch, if I start calling him by name. We went to high school together, and he had made a commitment to himself and to the Lord that he was not going to date in high school. So I came into my faith later in high school. I was baptized when I was 17, so my first couple years of high school were kind of rough in the sense of not following godly desires, giving into things that I probably shouldn't have been giving into.
Så mens Jenny var mere afslappet i sin tro i high school, også i forhold til kærester og den slags, så var hendes nuværende mand meget mere seriøs. Han skulle ikke have en kæreste, før high school var slut.
So it was 4 days after we graduated that he decided to make it official because we weren't in high school anymore. So now it was allowed in his one-track brain.
Da high school så når vejens ende, tager Jennys nuværende mand så fat i Jenny. Han vil have, at de skal gå en tur og diskutere, hvordan deres kristne kæresteforhold skal fungere fremadrettet.
And so, when we were walking in the park 4 days after we graduated, he starts asking me all these questions about what do I think about this, and what would I do if this happened, and what do I think about this boundary, and just all these different kinds of questions about really just how life works in general, not just about dating relationships. But when he finished all his questions, and apparently I had answered them well enough, he pulls a legitimate contract out of his pocket.
Kirsten har lavet en kontrakt med retningslinjer for, hvordan deres forhold skal være. Og den får han så Jenny til at skrive under på.
It's just got a couple little statements on it. There was a sentence about physical boundaries. There was a sentence about intention and something else that I don't remember. And he legit made me sign this piece of paper at Centennial Park saying, like, going forward, we're going to be in, like, an actual defined relationship. My husband and I tried to stay on the very conservative end, and that's why it's sometimes hard for me to talk with other couples, because not everybody's the same. Not everybody's struggles are the same.
Dengang, da Jenny og hendes nuværende mand var kærester, besluttede de sig for, at de ikke engang ville kysse hinanden, før de blev gift.
I had my first kiss with my husband on our wedding day, and that was challenging a lot of times, but ultimately I also feel like it was one of the things that kept us the most on track, that if it felt like other temptations were getting in the way, we at least knew this was a hard line for us. And so that's something that I really encourage you that are either in a relationship or even if you're single, like, know what your line is, because that's not going to be everybody's line, and I'm not here to tell you that that should be everybody's line. But I think it's really important to know before you're in a moment that you have to decide, because if you wait till you're in a moment when you're with somebody to decide what your line is, you're probably going to go further than you want to go. And so I just want to encourage you to think about your body as something to be respected, not just by other people, but like by yourself. Respect yourself for the Lord.
Jenny fortæller altså, at det, der holdt dem på rette spor, var den meget konservative grænse, som de overholdte. Girls' Night er nu slut, og tilbage sidder Hayley stadig med sin kæreste sov, men stadig fast besluttet på at finde en fyr, der har samme tro og værdier som hende selv. Blandt andet ingen sex før ægteskab.
In the Bible, it is said that you sex before marriage is not right, and I firmly believe that. Yes, and I know people, like I know Christians who have had sex before marriage, and they have fallen. And it's not they're not bad people. Obviously, like they gave into temptation, which sucks. But they do, most of them, they do learn from their mistakes, and they try to become better. Which is, that's the important thing. Like, if you do fall, just try to grow from it. And try not to make the same mistake again, and just continue to move forward, and just try to be the best you can be.
Tilbage ligger kalenderen på skrivebordet fyldt op med danseoptrædener, deadlines for skoleopgaver og venneaftaler. Men hvad angår kærlighed, er fremtiden endnu uvis. Men det skal altså nok gå, er Hayley fast besluttet på. For Gud, han har en plan.
I've just been overthinking about, like, what I'm gonna do with the rest of my life, because honestly, I don't know what I want to do, and that is okay, and, like, in reality, it's just, it freaks me out, because I would like to have everything all planned out and, like, already know what I want to do, but I've been talking, like, to my mom about it. I've been praying to God about it too, and, like, one thing my mom has said is just, like, not overthink it. Like, it's okay to not know what you want to do. Like, I'm in college. Like, it's the time for me just to figure out what I want to do the rest of my life, so it is okay to not know, and that's just something I've been, like, reminding myself, like, you don't have to know right away, and plus, like, I know God will get me. Like, he has a future plan for me that's going to be so great. I've been overcome, no sign of trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't put it past 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I let go when you're loving on me. Hey, I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I cut some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story. Tak fordi du hørte med. Mit navn er Laura Mikkelsen, og det her, det var podcasten Bibelklubben. I næste afsnit skal vi møde Estelle, der har problemer med sit hjerte. Men lige meget, hvad der sker med hende, så ved Estelle, at det er Guds vilje.
It was scary a couple times, because I was like, you know, I could really feel it, and it was just really uncomfortable.